morning, Chicago, and welcome in to the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got Jay Moore, we've got you here on this Waddle Wednesday. 312-332-3776, our phone number. Watch our show on YouTube, youtube.com. Look for the ESPN Chicago channel. Same thing on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Where you can watch our shows live, all the shows here on ESPN 1000. Cap, we crawled through glass. We crawled and we begged and we pleaded, and finally we've made it. You and I and everyone else have made it to baseball season. After this long football offseason, friend, baseball is here.
Baseball is back tomorrow night. Oh, God. Cannot wait. I'll be at Guaranteed Rate tomorrow afternoon with you. Mm. We'll watch the White Sox opener. I will scoot out a little early, get home for Cubs Rangers.
How early? Bottom of the first? No.
Time is first pitch.
3:15. Yeah. 8-0. 8-0. Christ.
Oh, what a call.
Could you
Lord wow. have mercy.
DJ, this is horrible. Already. I'm out of here. Connor?
Take over.
I mean, seriously. But here it is, Cap. Sox in their home opener, and then the Cubs and the Rangers against the champs. Pretty good.
Pretty good, kid.
Yes.
So let me ask you guys a sports question.
Yes.
What's a better sports season? March, April, you've got March Madness, the Masters, start of baseball, the NFL draft, the NBA and NHL playoffs get going. Or September, October, start of NFL and college football, baseball playoffs, start of the NBA and NHL playoffs. Mm. Which is a better 2 month span.
It's very easily September and October.
No shot. It's not even close.
Very easily. March Madness really is two phenomenal days, and then you just get a few college basketball games every weekend. And opening day's great. It's a week of being like really vested interest in baseball, but it's 162 game season. It's hard to care so much about the April games. September, October, everything's meaningful. You've got college football, which used to be the most consequential regular season in sports.
September.
The NFL, which is now the most consequential regular season in sports, starts up, and that doesn't end. And then October baseball.
September and October, think about it. We're talking about almost getting into the playoffs into the World Series then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, think about September. Think about all the few call-ups and then the moves that could be made. September, that stretch run trying to get to the playoffs. The start of the NFL season. We wait all year for the NFL, then the Bears, and here it is in September. It's such a great time.
I'm not saying it's not great.
College football.
But for me, March, April, it's not even close. Yeah. Not even close. I know warm weather's around the corner. I got March Madness. From the selection to the first of conference tournaments to the selection show to the first 2 days to the Sweet 16. You got the Masters, one of my favorite events. The start of baseball. The NFL draft is amazing at the start. I didn't get bored by day three is boring to me. But
ESPN.
And NBA and NHL playoffs.
Hot mic.
Yes, it is. ESPN. 1,000, as a matter of fact, on the Cap and J Hood Boarding Show.
Correct. Watch us on YouTube.
Is that how he answers
stream us on Twitch.
Is that how he answers the phone?
Yeah.
Did you just
get the
hear
app?
That?
I did. I did.
Download the ESPN Chicago app. You can listen to us anytime.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, for me, March, April, and it's not even close.
Or as we just heard, ESPN.
Yeah. ESPN.
A tired man. He's had enough already.
Beaten man.
And it's Wednesday.
Beaten man.
That's how that gives you a little glimpse on the inside, doesn't it? That's pretty funny.
Right.
But I love that we got the NFL and we got college football, and we're on our way into the playoffs for Major League Baseball, that stretch run. Man, we've had so many fantastic finishes where those, if you don't watch baseball all season, you're trying to win those last series just to get in. Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's fun for me. But here you go, Cap. You got to make your official prediction because, again, tomorrow's opening day for the Cubs and the Rangers. I have the Cubs making the playoffs. And the reason why is because I told you that a year ago this month. Said this is the year that the Cubs go to the playoffs. 24. It was premature last year. I said, you don't have quite enough just as of yet. And I said, this is going to be the year. And if you don't like the roster, or if you have questions about the roster, don't worry. Jed heard you and Cub fans about what he did not do last offseason at the deadline.
Correct.
That won't happen. You should knock on wood. That won't happen this trade deadline. If there's a hole or two, he will fill it. Fair?
Fair.
This time around.
I've got them 87 wins.
He didn't believe in the ball club last year.
Who did? Jed?
Yep.
He did not.
Did not believe in it.
He did not.
Whatever you got out of last year, it might have surprised him. And that's why the David Ross firing, which we have not talked enough about. We haven't talked enough about it. It happened. Counsel was here and just like we glazed over Ross. Oh, we got counsel. But what about Grandpa Ross? Ah, oh, we got counsel. If he didn't believe in the ball club, then did he think the ball club underachieved to the point where you had to make a change? Did you have to fire David Ross? Every time I ask you or Jesse, what is it that David Ross does? Good clubhouse man. Yeah? He's just a good man, good clubhouse man. But you guys really
played hard for him.
That's fine, but yeah, but you got, it's more than that, though, in baseball, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be more than that. Yes, it's a long of a grind of a season in Major League Baseball. I get that. But I'm just telling you that there has to be something more than just the upgrade. What was wrong with David Ross? If you thought you were going to be a middling team or a non-playoff team, why is Ross expendable, I guess?
Because Council became available. They weren't moving on from him. They'd already announced he was going to be back. Oh, Craig Council? Maybe the best guy in the game? In.
That's the hope.
That's it. That is it. And again, Jed Hoyer will join us on the show live. Monday will be at Bernie's, right outside Wrigley Field, right outside the Cubs offices on Waveland and Clark.
That's correct.
And Chris Getz is supposed to join us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 o'clock.
Talking about the White Sox.
Yes.
So all I'm telling you is that this is supposed to be the year. And I still believe there's a need for some more offense on this team. It's fine, Cap. It's fine for that division. But you want to solidify yourself as being a playoff contender.
Yes.
I just think that when you look at the roster, what stands out most? Bellinger's back and then...
You got the best defensive lineup in the National League, especially up the middle. Gomes, Horner, Swanson, Bellinger. Doesn't get much better.
You didn't mention offense there.
I like their offense.
Yeah, you did.
They were third in the National League in runs scored last year.
Well, I gave you the floor to talk about the offense. It was like that defense does matter, yes.
100%.
But do you have enough pop?
We're going to find out. Michael Bush is a guy they have put a lot into. He was the second best prospect in the Dodgers system.
I wasn't expecting the Cubs to go toe-to-toe with the Braves in that big spot in September. But my God, I didn't expect it to look like that. It's one thing that the relief pitching let down and they were tired. But the offense wasn't great either. Wasn't. I mean, the numbers which you just gave overall is fine. But again, you became a non-playoff team. I just didn't think that you had enough to get to the playoffs.
They didn't have enough bullpen help either.
I just didn't. But offensively speaking, if you're the same, you hope that you don't get the same results. That's my thought.
They're a good team.
It's fine.
Are they a World Series team? Not at this particular moment, but things could change over a seven-month season.
Like, you're not as excited about this team, say, for instance, as some of those Madden teams, even the ones that didn't get to the World Series or have a deep playoff run, because you like the roster. You had enough pop. You had pop at third, pop at first, shortstop, Baez. You had pop in the outfield. What about this ball club? More question marks than answers, is it not?
I don't know if I'd say more question marks than answers. It's a fairly veteran club now. You do have some young guys trying to make their way. But Hap's a veteran. Bellinger's a veteran. Suzuki's a veteran. Horner's now a veteran. Swanson's a veteran. Gomes is a veteran. Your pitching staff's veteran for in large part. I mean, it's a pretty veteran club with a veteran proven manager.
But do you know? That's the question. Do you know that you'll have enough offense to get through? In the division, yes. But once you're in the playoffs, man, once you get a taste.
I think they have enough offense. My question is, will they have if they have any kind of an injury, do they have enough starting pitching? We'll find out.
Montgomery would have been nice in the back of the rotation.
Oh, enough with the Montgomery.
What's wrong with that?
He's okay. You know, we treat him like he's Walter Johnson here.
All right. Let's again. I love Lucy over here giving us Walter Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
There we go. Randy Johnson. Good,
what about that's Pedro better. Martinez? Let's go. Let's modernize a little bit.
He's a lefty. And Pedro's a right.
Who cares? I'm just talking in terms of dominance.
Who's the fifth starter for the Cubs this year is?
Jordan Wicks. One of the top prospects in our system. Had a really good year last year when they brought him up. Really good.
I hear you singing that song now. I'm just saying, I don't want to hear this in June when you hit the roof. Playing all these kids. What is this? I want proven results. That's going to happen. And I'm just going to sit there and watch. Because I know you. You will hit the roof. Get off to a bad start, and these, like, you're getting some of these young guys, and they're not coming through like the veterans are, and you lose a ball game because of it, you're going
to
hit the roof.
You better not get off to a bad start.
Hoodie, it will be hilarious. When Jordan Montgomery's in Arizona, and he's got a 280 ERA on May 15th, and Matt Chapman's hitting 280 with 10 home runs, it will be hilarious.
Ricketts, you're not going to die with the money. He was right there. Sweetheart of a deal. And we got Assad? No shot. Watch. You're going to hit the roof. Tell me I'm wrong. You will hit the roof.
When Morrell has 30 bombs, I'll be the one coming in here just strutting going, his name's Christopher Morrell. Don't forget it.
And I'll raise my hand as a White Sox fan and tell you, I had a penny stock on Morrell. Loved him from the beginning.
Good player.
Loved him from the beginning just because of just the attitude. Just love to be in the major leagues, I told you.
Did you see that White Sox car with the big White Sox written all over it right there?
Yeah.
The problem is the wheels come off in May.
How about that one, Mitch, in Highland Park?
Hey, good morning.
What's
up? Jonathan, I got to ask you, why do you got to bash the Sox so early in the morning? Talk about opening day tomorrow. He'll be gone by first inning, 8 runs. Come on, man. We may not be a great team, but we've got, you know, no expectations. We've got a new attitude. Vaughn's coming in as a starter for the first time without Abreu behind his back, actually, after 1 year.
Abreu wasn't there last year either.
You got some good stuff happening.
Hey, Mitch, you're the one that Ryan Zorff loves. That's right.
Well,
we're going to have you a good ball club. That's exactly what
well,
he wants guys like you.
We need bitter pills every day.
Huh?
Walgreens called your bitter pills already. You're always bitter about the Sox. Give them a minute.
Yeah, you know
let
why?
Them lose
have you seen the one loss record? Have you seen what they've
let
done to the ball club?
Before you bash them.
No.
Come on.
No. I'm a Chicago sports fan. I'm not doing that.
You're talking like the Cubs are a dynasty. One win, 115 years. They've won every year.
No.
Enough.
It's a better ball club than the White Sox.
It's stale.
How's it stale?
You.
No, what you are, you know, what you're saying is stale. I mean, again, you could be a realist or you can be what you just did on the air. And the realism is that the White Sox are starting over from the bottom. You don't like to hear the truth? I couldn't care less. Because that's what it is. The Cubs are a better baseball team. Look how they're run. We talk about infrastructure on this team all the time. Look at the infrastructure on this Cubs team. The White Sox are starting over. That's what the bottom looks like. This is not a shot at Vaughn or Robert. But to look at the rest of the team, they can't even cobble together an opening day starter. It's Crochet, who's never done it before. So you can look at the facts, or you can do what you just did on the air. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. I mean, here's Mitch, by the way. Probably the same guy got the ruler out measuring the column inches in the Sun-Times. Cubs get this many, and this X get only the bottom of the page. Stop.
Well, also, it's just... Look, I'm not taking a shot at anybody here, but it is, you can't really use the Cubs have won one in 115 when the White Sox have won one in 107. So, like, it just doesn't work. At least the Cubs are trying to be good, we think. I think they should have tried a little harder, but at least they're trying to be good.
Yeah, this nonsense of, like, you know, and by the way, don't take a shot at the Cubs. The Cubs are doing their business. What are the White Sox doing? What are they doing? They picked a lane to go to the bottom. Trying to be the Kansas City Royals, or worse than that. That's what they've decided to do. And as a Sox fan, I have a right not to like it. How about them apples? Baseball just one day away. Have the Cubs done enough? Your phone calls next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out.
they pull me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Greeny comes your way at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen and Yurko from 12 to 3. The Tommy Waddle team with Tyler Aki from 3 to 6:30, right into Bleck and Shea. Shea will be teamed with Chris Bleck. He's in for Abdallah, 6:30 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Looking forward to opening day, Cap. Look, as you well know, as a White Sox fan, it looks bleak because it is bleak. Because ownership decided to draw a line in the sand. That's what they decided to do. They said, you know what? We are going to try to start this thing over because as is, it wasn't good enough. And I just think that Pedro Grifol, similar to what I said about Eberflus, is just a manager that is a transition to something better when the Sox are better, whenever that's going to be. And so he can teach the fundamentals and talk about playing fast and all that stuff. But again, you can't win without horses. You can have belief in that locker room, but the opposition across the board in the American League is better than the White Sox more times than not. And you're going to see that this year, like you saw last year.
Well, I thought the most valid thing that you said in your argument with Mitch from, where was he from? Highland Park?
Sure.
Mitch, you're better than that. Don't embarrass the North Suburbs, that nonsensical call.
Well, wait a minute.
Whole Northern Suburbs is dumber for listening to that. They were 61 wins last year, for crying out loud. It's not like they were a 90-win ball club that might have a little hiccup. They were 61-101. And that might be tough to repeat. They may not get to that number of wins with this club.
Yes, Mitch. And by the way, Abreu has been away from the ball club for several years now.
Yes, he's going into his at least second year at Houston,
So there's that.
Yes.
So listen, the reason why that I'm talking to my friend about the Cubs is because I'm just going back to what I said last March. Cap and I were together at Old Crow Smokehouse. I said, you're a year away. The Cubs will be in the playoffs in 24.
And then I came in here singing in late April and we took 2 of 3 at L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I love L.A. And we should have swept that series.
Yep.
I love L.A. Right. And we didn't get there. We fell a game short of getting to the playoffs because they wanted to take their creaky ATM card to the grave with them, and they didn't go out and get any pitching.
I get it.
Jose Kwas is not an addition. That's like an extra thing.
Hey, he made the ball club.
He did. I saw that.
My guy.
That's your guy.
Crossfire. Kwas.
And that's fine. He's a converted position player. They made a reliever in Kansas City. He took a shot. If you're really serious last year about getting the playoffs, when you kept Bellinger and all the dudes they didn't trade, then you go add some legitimate major league pitching. Guys that have gotten up and done it for a living. And I thought that was unconscionable. That you, okay, we're going to believe in you guys. Then add some freaking pitching. This club, I like the club they're breaking spring training with. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you tell me Cade Horton busts out and doesn't make it, and Matt Shaw's a bust out and doesn't make it, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they've got reinforcements coming pretty quick.
I believe the Cubs will get the reinforcements they need, though, if they feel like they're a arm away or a bat away. This won't be like last year. Well, you know, just we're fine.
They're closer.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I believe. And then from the White Sox standpoint, the White Sox, for me, is nothing different in my analysis of Chicago sports teams. We have to hold them accountable. That's our job as fans, to hold organizations accountable. You just don't bend over with no Vaseline and just take it just because you're a Chicago White Sox fan, Cubs fan, Bears fan, Hawks fan, whatever. You have to hold them accountable. You have to. And say, hey, I want better for my dollar or my emotional investment. I have to see better. I want my teams to win. That should be the object for all the teams around here. And so I hold them accountable, just like it's my favorite team, as you well know.
Yes.
So I hold them accountable like anybody else.
And that's what allows you to speak with conviction.
Profundity.
Yeah. I think people out there, it gives you credibility with your fan base when you're willing to call them out rather than being a guy with knee pads like Mitch.
Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-3776, our phone. We came and cobble up a rotation, for God's sakes. 294, here's John on ESPN 1000. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? I called you a couple weeks ago to talk about the Riz that Eberflus has.
Yes, yes.
And I got a couple of thoughts. Yeah, I got a couple of thoughts on the White Sox and the Bulls. you know, I heard Hoodie. I heard you say, you know, you're on the bottom with the White Sox, and I just heard the Drake song. Started from the bottom, and you're still there.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's terrible. It's unacceptable. As a Bulls fan growing up, I used to be listening on the radio in bed, trying to stay awake on the West Coast games, and I can't even muster up the energy to get through a quarter. Mm-hmm. It's pathetic. This is an organization that brought the NBA on a global scale, and y'all never talk about them because they don't deserve it. It's pathetic. I got two kids at home under the age of three, and, you know, when my wife watches her show, I got to get the iPad out. I don't even care enough to take the iPad out. I watch whatever crap she's watching on the show. It's terrible. It's pathetic. It's unacceptable. And we got to voice this or else nothing's ever going to change. Longtime Bears fan, super, super proud of the changes they finally made. And look what's going to happen. They're going to build a powerhouse, and they're going to be a prominent organization in the NFL. I'll hang up and let you guys know and let you guys talk about it. Thanks.
Have a great day.
You know what's going to happen with John's kids, like many kids that's around your neighborhood and mine. If dad's pissed at the Bulls, his kids are going to start wearing Anthony Edwards jerseys.
Yeah.
or something like that, or a Giannis or something like
LeBron
that.
LeBron. Whoever.
Yeah, that's what will happen. Like, hey, what are you wearing that for? Because I saw him on TikTok. I saw him on YouTube, and I think he's awesome. And dad's pissed at the Bulls, and I don't want to be pissed off either. I want to be happy-go-lucky and enjoy my sports, even if it's an individual. That's where it is today.
Correct. And that's why you better get your kids Caleb Williams jersey.
Yeah, you make, on the ground floor, right?
Yes.
Does young Ben, does he have a Caleb Williams jersey yet?
Young Ben does not have a Caleb, that's my grandson. Yes. A Caleb Williams jersey? No. He has a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Oh, God.
And he has a Justin Fields jersey.
Okay. He's young enough so you could take it away from him. The number one, he won't miss it. It's kind of like when Mindy goes out of town. She won't miss it.
When I cleaned out the house while she was gone in Africa.
That's right, exactly.
The other day, we had people at the house, right, grandkids, and my son and daughter-in-law. And, hey, Mom, do you know where this is? Talk to him, because it's in a dumpster somewhere, because I cleaned out that house.
312-332-3776, Shay. Look out your side window here, across the street. You see who's out there on the corner? Right here by the heater. You see?
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to have to pipe down because here they come.
Oh,
here comes the Sox mascot.
He doesn't have a key card to the building, does he?
I think he may. Like,
does.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Well, Hood, why has he got boxing gloves? What's he doing?
Well, you know
what? He's
coming
over here to talk to you.
Okay, well, you know, Cap. The offense might be a little better than you think here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. You know that Pedro Grifol, he's got something going on there. At least he's got a mission statement. I like that when he puts there around the dugout. He wants them to play fast. I like that. I like that from Grifol. I tell you what, you know, use a lot of amenities. Going to a White Sox game, it's unbelievable. No question about it.
Wow.
Right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Are you
afraid he's going to jump you when we walk out of here in 30 minutes?
Yes. He's bigger than me.
Yeah, he's jacked, man.
Is that ribby or rhubarb?
Are you a bad guy?
Those are your mascots.
This is not 1983, for God's sake.
Oh, they're gone?
They died. 312-332-3776 is our telephone. Let's go to space. Space. Okay, space. What's your idea?
Cap Lib. Hoodie, what's up, fellas? How you feeling?
Have you recovered yet from your guy being shipped to the Steel City?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing pretty good. You know, I got to keep talking to my sports therapist to get me off the couch here. But I'm finally getting back to myself. You know, I'm just it sucks to see him go. I've been listening to sad songs all day and all weeks, and I just sit there and mope. But got to get back to myself, man. We're going to do it.
I want you to, every night before you go to bed and every morning before your feet hit the ground, I want you to look up and say, Lord, I do not chase mediocrity any longer. I'm chasing greatness.
Well, he better be great. That's what I would tell you. I have that same prayer, but I pray he's great. He better be great. Otherwise, you know, they got a bigger problem on their hands. I tell you that.
Oh, By the way, the Sox mascot is headed this way.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And he is actually very thin. He is in good shape, man.
Jay Moore, help me.
Oh, God. Speaking of that, man, you know, the Cubs, they haven't done enough. I'm going to tell you that. Your team on the north side is definitely – I wish they would have got strong in their pitching. But, you know, they're going to be pretty decent. You know, Sox – why do we even waste our breath talking about, man? It's the same thing over and over. The best thing the Sox did all offseason was make Eloy strictly a DH. That's the best thing. You know, don't let him go out there chase any balls and get hurt, just run into fences and stuff. Just let him hit.
Well, I mean, but Eloy, though, I mean, I think Cap has a ticket on Eloy for home runs, don't you?
I didn't end up betting it. He got hurt in spring training.
Come on, Space. Be more positive about the White Sox now. Things will turn around. I mean, you got to start someplace, don't you, Space? I mean, it's the White Sox after all, huh?
That guy, Southpaw, can like probably Mitch. Start your lineup.
I wish I was like Mitch there to where I can expect great things, but sorry to bust your bubble, Mitch. We're going to be terrible. We're going to be trash, and the season haven't even started. You know, so go ahead and get ready, Mitch.
Have a great day, man.
Stephen Whiting on Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, Mitch, man. Shout out to Malort. It's 9:30 in the morning. All right, the Sox are going to blow. We all know it. And it's a shame. You know, I spend my hard-earned money going to the ballpark. The only thing I got to look forward to this year is the food. You know, Reinsdorf doesn't care. It trickles down into the Bulls organizations. They don't want to spend money. The writing's on the wall, and for some reason, I don't understand why the fans just can't get it into the city. You know, it was the same thing with Justin. The writing was on the wall. He's not that good. They're going to move on. Just let it be. Why are we crying for broke teams and sad players whenever those things don't work out? I don't understand. But this is what we're living with nowadays, guys, and yeah, man, it's 9:30. Quit drinking. Sox are going to suck.
Stevie, I'm going to see you at the gas station. I'll be there in an hour. I got to fill up in Whiting on my way home.
Sounds good. I'm working here at BP, so.
Okay, I'll see you in there. Steve, we appreciate the telephone call. Is Southpaw still out there, Cap?
Yes, with a rather large media contingent.
Oh, God.
I see Channel 2 over there, Channel 7. Yes.
He's not coming over here yet, is he?
He is not.
I don't want him over here.
He'll beat your ass.
He wouldn't even say anything. He'd just do these, you know, hand gestures saying, pretty much say, are you talking about the White Sox? Why are you talking about the Sox? And then you take the head off, and it's Reinsdorf in there.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Yeah, you're very funny.
Hey, little kid. Hey, come see the White Sox. You know, we've got some new craft beers. He's a child, Jerry. We've got the campfire milkshake. It's very good. And the beef and vegetarian empanadas. And, the veggie, you know, you're watching the waste. The food is going to be tremendous there, though. This year, Cap.
Rainbow cones.
Oh, it's going to be tremendous. The one thing I'm eyeing this year, going to a Sox game for real, just away from the nonsense, Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola ice cream float. Have you heard about this?
No.
Brother, we got to try this.
Tomorrow.
Jack Daniels and Coke and ice cream float. Now, there's a lot of things working there. Alcohol, lactose intolerant, and then the sweetness of the pop in there, too.
Wow.
That's a lot, man. But I want to try it just to see what it tastes like.
Excuse me, can I get that with a Diet Coke?
That's a way. You know what? That boozy confection, you can do that, I bet.
Bet you could.
I'll have it with, but diet.
Yeah, Coke Zero.
Nothing wrong with that. That looks fun. They were rolling this out a couple days ago. The crispy chicken sandwich. It's typical White Sox. Right on the top shelf when it comes to food, man.
Their food is off the chain.
You come in there and it's just like it's wafting through the air. You got to try stuff.
We didn't get invited to that tasting thing. Bleck and Abdallah did. I saw Bleck's video. It was cool.
Yeah. No, we did not get invited. Well, I'm part of the show.
Would you like to have the morning show from your flagship station? No. No.
White Sox 40-man player. Oh, do you see this, Cap? Wait till we get this next. White Sox 40-man player or dead person?
It's a game. Next.
Right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
By the way, the 8 a.m. hour was brought to you by TheBolingBrook.com. Elevate your business at TheBolingBrook.com, the village of Bolingbrook.
For our listeners in Denver.
That is correct. Shohei Ohtani's representation was asked further about the accusations that his former interpreter, Ippi Mazuhara, stole millions from the pitcher. Reporters are requesting proof of the theft and questioning which authorities have been notified. ESPN also reached out to said authorities in the LA area. None have confirmed an active investigation. Uh-oh. Blackhawks beat the Flames last night at the United Center. 3-1, Jason Dickinson scored twice. Connor Bedard did have an assist. Seth Jones also had a goal.
Bedard.
The Diamondbacks and free agent pitcher Jordan Montgomery in agreement on a one-year, $25 million deal with a second-year option. Bulls back in action at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Tip-off set for 7. Bulls are 2.5-point underdogs. Jay Moore!
Good evening.
It makes it easier.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's a Cap and Jay Hood morning show. On ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Shay will be with Chris Bleck tonight between 6:30 and 8 right here on ESPN 1000. We got Greeny with Carmen Yurko. We got Waddle and Tyler from 2:30 to 6:30. But right now, it's time for our game, White Sox 40-man player or a dead person. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Oh, God.
I once played this with Peggy Kaczynski in the form of NBA dunk contest participant or dead guy. One of the years when the NBA dunk contest participants were all incredibly obscure. I believe she thought Mac McClung was a dead guy. He was, in fact, a dunk contest participant. So I'm excited to see the two of you, two of the biggest baseball fans at the station and arguably our biggest White Sox fan at the station, how we do with the White Sox 40-man roster. Is this person a White Sox 40-man roster E or a dead guy?
Okay. Oh, man.
Here on the home of the Sox. Do we have any game show music for this? All right, let's get started.
Oh, boy.
The first name off of the board, Sammy Peralta.
There's been a bunch of, like, Johnny with an J-H-O-N-N-Y, right?
Yes.
There's been a bunch of Peraltas.
I think he's dead.
I'm going to say Sammy Peralta is on the 40-man.
Hoodie?
He's dead to me. But no. So he's a White Sox player. Yes.
Sammy Peralta is a White Sox player, a left-handed pitcher. He's 26 years old. God. He is on the 40-man roster.
Oh, God.
How about Prelander Baroa?
Who?
That ain't right.
Prelander Baroa.
No,
that's
shot.
That's not a name.
That's not a name.
No, I mean, it's a name, but it's a dead one. Dead.
Kaplan?
Dead.
Prelander Baroa is a White Sox right-handed pitcher. He is 26 years old. He is on the 40-man roster for your Chicago White Sox.
Dead to me.
Wow.
I'm not even going to ask for the breakdown. Don't even know who that is. Cap, who is that?
Prelander Baroa.
It also sounds like a made-up name.
That's Yogi's kid.
Sounds like a movie.
Baroa.
Geronimo's kid.
All right, how about this one? Carlos Gardel.
No shot. There's no way that guy's on the team.
Dude. Carlos Gardel.
Dude, let's see the Casper test. Here's Gardel. Nope.
No way.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Not a name.
There's no shot.
Dead.
Carlos Gardel is a dead guy. He is a French-born Argentine singer. They call him one of the most influential people in the history of world music. He died in 1935.
Oui, oui.
Yep.
Wow.
Did he? All right. Next one.
How about Jose Marti? Jose Marti.
How do you spell that, Marty?
M-A-R-T-I with an accent over the I.
A tilde. Jose Marty's
that's
dead.
He's dead. He is? You sure that's the right Marty?
He's dead.
Jose Marty.
Hoodie?
Tune in.
Hmm. Now, Rick Hahn with no hint. I don't believe that's a real guy. I'll say he's dead.
Jose Marti is dead. He was a Cuban nationalist and poet. He assisted in the liberation of Cuba from Spain. He's a very popular Cuban figure. Died in 1895.
Oh, here's Marti. No, dead. Didn't sound right. But it could have been a crafty righty.
Could have been.
Out of the bullpen.
Or like a light-hitting utility infielder.
He's got a good name. I was thinking the same thing. Like a second baseman, kind of diminutive, good with the
skinny
glove.
Yeah.
Ground ball second. Marty, Sox win. Yeah, that
farm
sounds right.
System legend.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Hits around 272, all singles.
That's it. I was thinking more 229, but whatever.
Well, I tell you what, man. That's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, that's
all,
right.
All singles.
That's how the Royals won a World Series. All right. White Sox player on the 40-man roster or dead guy? Aloy Jimenez.
Dead.
Wow.
That's a damn shame right there. Well.
Pretty gifted guy.
I'll say dead.
I'll say alive for now.
He's still alive, kid. Oh, he's still alive. That's a damn shame right there.
He is listed day-to-day, I believe. Aloy, of course, is a White Sox 40-man roster.
Can you believe that?
What about John Brebbia?
That's a pitcher, isn't he? That's a Sox
former
pitcher.
National,
yeah,
I
yeah,
believe.
That's a pitcher.
Maybe Giant.
Yep.
John Brebbia is a Sox left-handed pitcher. He was acquired via a trade, I believe, this offseason. Welcome to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. Brebbia, you're a good man. Great in the community. Sit down, Bruce. He's nobody.
Wow.
Don't welcome him in. All right, give us another.
How about Jack Phillips? Jack Phillips, White Sox 40-man or dead guy?
That sounds like a baseball player, no. So I'm going dead guy.
I'm going to say that he's not alive.
Sounds too good for this roster.
He didn't say it. Here's hard-hitting Jack Phillips.
That sounds like a ball player.
Yeah, it does. I'd want him. Wouldn't you?
Jack Phillips
right
hitting 294, driven in 86. He's got 22 homers. Jack Phillips is a dead guy.
Yeah, he's dead. Not Tony Phillips, though. Jack Phillips, right?
Jack Phillips.
Okay, Jack Phillips is a dead guy.
Jack Phillips is a dead guy. He was a 25-year-old senior wireless operator who was unfortunately aboard the RMS Titanic.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Similar to the White Sox in 24.
Just another sinking ship.
I almost got myself in trouble. I did.
Can Southpaw hear me over there?
Can you imagine he's right out here by the speakers?
Oh, my God.
He's heading down to the train.
Okay, that's fine. As long as he's away. I don't want him to hear.
Here he comes.
Nope.
He's coming back up.
Oh, no, Cap. I don't want him to hear this now.
Finish up with your media questions over there, as I've got these two jackaloons walking out in 10 minutes. Go ahead.
How about, I believe the pronunciation is Josimar Cousin.
Josimar Cousin.
There is no way. This is a bad team. There's no way they got Josimar Cousin. Dead guy.
You sure he's not a right-handed reliever?
Dead guy.
Rule 5?
Dead guy.
You say that Rule 5 guy, Cap? Look him up.
I don't even know how to spell it.
He's not a Sox player, no.
He is a White Sox 40-man rosteree. Josimar Cousin, 2024 spring training. Pretty good stats. Two appearances, a 2.7 ERA, and 3 1/3 innings pitched. Not too bad. Starting pitcher, righty, hoodie. You were almost on the nose.
Pretty
Josimar Cousin.
Pretty good, kid.
I don't know if he's going to make the opening day lineup, but we'll see.
Connor McKnight here in the White Sox studios on State Street. Josimar Cousin is our pregame guest.
Who?
Okay.
What?
Give us one more, sir.
Josimar Cousin.
All right. Wow. How about George Gibson?
George Gibson's been dead for like 100 years.
I don't think that George Gibson is a...
No way.
Mm-mm. Doesn't ring a bell in baseball. Is he a... Wait, hold on a second. You said George Gibson?
George Gibson.
G-I-P or B?
G-I-B.
Like Bob.
I think he could be. What do you think?
He's
think
dead.
So. You sure?
Dead.
A dead ball player or a dead person?
Just whatever. Dead.
All right. I'll say that he's dead. I feel like he's on the roster somewhere, though. I feel like he is. I'll say yes.
George Gibson is a Canadian catcher in Major League Baseball. Played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He died in 1967.
Thank you.
Damn. And there you have it, Cap.
40-man player on the White Sox or dead person?
I got one. How about Braden Shumake?
I'm going to roll the dice and say he's a ball player.
I think he is. That's a name that sounds familiar. That's my scene on a college roster once upon a time.
If he was Shumaker, he'd be on the starting lineup. Shumake, he's on the 40-man.
I think so. Shay?
Shumake is a White Sox player. He's an infielder. Bats lefty. I think he's actually got a chance to be on the 26-man.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, someone's got to come out of this.
Braden Shumake's good, strong name.
It is.
What is it? Shewmake?
That's right.
Yeah. Take that.
Take what? We will have the...
Wow.
Captain J-Hood cut of the day right around the corner, right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day.
It is brought to you by one of our favorite places in the world. That would be Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's Dining Gem on LaSalle on the north side of Chicago. River Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
We say good morning to Shea W. Verse.
Good morning. I don't hate that, actually. Bet.
Shavers.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
I like that. There you go.
Listen, if you're Cap Williams, then go ahead.
That's it. Or Caleb Kaplan, as I've been referred to by many.
I love it.
I'm good with that. My guy's coming.
Excuse me?
My guy's coming to Chicago.
Damn.
Guy hadn't hit it in 4 months, and he's got all these cute little one-liners.
Damn!
You put it on a tee sometimes.
My guy's coming.
Thank you, Jay Moore.
Oh.
Appreciate that. not that Jay Moore made that. I'm just saying. Never mind.
And that's all, folks.
The Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day.
Again, Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's spot. It is on LaSalle on the north side of the Chicago River. Thank me later because it's one of the best experiences you'll ever have in dining.
Today is National Joe Day. National Joe Day. Give me your top five Joes.
Joey G.
Come on.
That's something else.
Joe Girardi.
I thought you'd at least go Joe Walsh there.
Joe Fisher, who I coached out of Maple Park Caneland High School.
Oof.
At Northern. Could really shoot it. Joe Dirt.
Holy smokes.
And Joe Donut.
Boy, Joe Madden is just punching air right now. Holy smokes. Joe Madden brings this guy a World Series. He can't rack the top five.
Dude, he said that to me. He goes, I won you a World Series for the first time in 108 years, and all you did was blast me. I said, dude, I get frustrated. Joe Dirt out, Joe Madden in.
Jay Moore, let's go. You ready? Fat Joe, right?
Uh-huh.
And how about Joe?
The singer.
Yes. Yeah. Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah, you got to get Joe Jackson in there.
Okay.
Well, Cool Joe.
How about Glass Joe?
Joe Cool.
Glass Joe.
And the Mike Tyson game.
Punch out. Yeah.
And lastly, G.I. Joe.
All right.
The real American hero.
What about Joe Cool?
The camel?
That would be the little Snoopy character.
Oh, Joe
the
Cool.
Sunglasses.
Oh,
Joe
yes.
Cool.
What about Joe Public?
That's John Q.
John Q.
There's a Joe Public, too.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
I was not aware of that.
So, and of course, did we say Joe Pesci? I want to make sure we got him in.
He should be in.
Yes. So there you have it. Guys with the first name, Joe. And did you say Joe Cocker?
Poor Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow can't get a shout. Yep. Come on.
How about one of your favorites, Cap? How about Joe Cocker?
Who?
Joe Cocker.
I'll pass.
You know exactly who that is.
Cody, you know what I want to say, but I can't say I get in trouble.
Say it.
Well, I'll say it.
Nope. No.
I'll say it.
No.
Say it.
No. This one, no.
Come on, man. Say it.
We thank you for listening and calling again and being part of the program.
Last thing I say, Jay Moore.
Here on Cap and Jay Hood. Our thanks to Shay. Shayverse. And Jay Moore on the other side of the glass. How about tomorrow?
It's Joe Moore.
No, sorry, Joe. So, coming up next, what's up, Joe?
What about Joe McCardle?
Joe McCardle.
Yeah.
You're on ESPN 1000.
How about that?
Deal Breakers Thursday tomorrow. How about that?
Let's do it.
So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.